हरे कृष्ण ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 4, Chapter 29, Text 41. Ruski pere voce, yes? Yes, Ruski pere voce, yes. Ete upadruto netyam jiva loka sabhavaje Na karoti hare nuhunam kathamrita nedo ratem etirupadrito nityam jiva loka sabhavaje na karoti hare nuhunam Kathamrita nidoratam Etirupadrato nityam Jiva loka sabhavaje Nakaroti hare nunam Kathamrita nidoratam Etirupadrato nityam Jiva loka sabhavaje Na karoti hare nunam katamrita nidoratam. Word meaning ete by these upadrutaha disturbed nityam always jiva loka The conditioned soul in the material world. Swabhavaje. Natural. Na karoti. Does not do. Hare. Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nunam. Certainly. Katha. Of the words Amrita of nectar Nidho in the ocean Ratem attachment Translation Because the conditioned soul is always disturbed by the bodily necessities such as hunger and thirst, he has very little time to cultivate attachment to hearing the nectarian words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead responsibly. Because the conditioned soul is always disturbed by the bodily necessities such as hunger and thirst, he has very little time to cultivate attachment to hearing the nectarian words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Poinamai Angleski? Sam Perivochik, yes. Gadiya Perivochik. Sam Perivochik. She gonna die ki. Unless one is associated with devotees, he cannot cultivate Krishna consciousness. Nirjana bhajan banajana. Cultivating Krishna consciousness in a solitary place is not possible for the neophyte, for he will be disturbed by the bodily necessities, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Being so disturbed, one cannot cultivate Krishna consciousness. We therefore see that devotees known as sahajiyas, who make everything very easy, do not associate with advanced devotees. Such persons, in the name of devotional activities, are addicted to all kinds of sinful acts, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. There are many so-called devotees passing themselves off as devotees while engaging in these sinful activities. In other words, one who is influenced by sinful activity cannot be accepted as a person in Krishna consciousness. A person addicted to sinful life cannot develop Krishna consciousness as indicated in this verse. Om Jnanti Minandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshuran Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovestam Stavitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapanam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sarajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Mitam Tam Sajevam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Mitamsta He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Haribhi Vancha kalpa tarvyasya kripa sindhu bhaye vacha paritanam pavanebhyo vaishnanebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Go Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna. Irupadrito nityam jiva loka sabhavaje na karoti hare nunam kathamrita nidauratam. Now the money is a speaker of this verse. And Narada Muni is continuing to instruct King Prachina Parishad. As you have read, his sons Prachetas were performing great austerities, and while the sons were performing austerities, the father was busily engaged in fruitive work. Narada Muni took compassion upon this king. That's the nature of a devotee. Very compassionate. A devotee's desire is that everyone find real happiness by becoming Krishna conscious. That's why a devotee endeavors to enlighten everyone through various means. So Narada Muni saw that the king was engaged in fruitive work and his sons were performing austerities. So he went to the palace. A devotee goes uninvited. Now that only if somebody invites, he comes. He went to the palace and he told the king that the real goal of life should be to end all miseries and find real happiness. In other words, When we talk about real happiness, we mean happiness obtained through the devotional path. The happiness that you experience by material activities is not real happiness. It is, what is it? False happiness. Has a big sweet in the beginning, bitter in the end, as Krishna explains, happiness and passion. So Narada Muni said, the real goal of life should be to end all miseries and to find real happiness. And then he explained the story of a king called King Paranjan. Actually, we are all Paranjans. And he explained the story of King Paranjan. It's an allegorical presentation. So Narada Muni actually is continuing to instruct King Prachina Parishad. Now, this verse of today can be better understood if we also relate it to the two previous verses. In the two previous verses, Narada Muni has pointed out that by hearing about the Lord's activities, one gets purified and eligible to enter into the kingdom of God. And again, in the previous verse, the verse that was probably discussed day before yesterday, since yesterday was a special occasion, Narada Muni pointed out that by associating with devotees who are strictly following rules and regulations, one cultivates the knowledge or devotional service. So again now, Narada Muni is pointing out an important message. He says, because the conditioned soul is always disturbed by the bodily necessities such as hunger and thirst. So Prabhupada in the purport explains what he means, what is meant by hunger and thirst. Hunger and thirst refers to eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. The four propensities that everyone has, eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. So now the Muni is saying, as long as one is disturbed or absorbed in thoughts of eating, sleeping, defending, and mating, he has very little time to get attached to the nectarian message or the personality of Godhead. The message of the personality of Godhead is pure nectar or real nectar, just like Rupa Goswami in the seventh verse of the Upadeshwaramrita states, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa Goswami to travel to Vrindavan, identify places where the Lord performed his pastimes, and to write books on the process of devotional service. So Rupa Goswami gave us many wonderful books, especially two of them, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Sri Upadeshwaramrita, were translated by Prabhupada. So in the seventh verse of the Upadeshwaramrita, Rupa Goswami says that the holy names of the Lord are very nectarian and sweet like sugar candy. So here, Rupa Goswami, here, Narada Muni is saying, the holy names of the Lord are pure nectar. But we do not experience the nectar. Why? Because we are too absorbed in eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. In other words, we're too absorbed in activities of sense gratification. And as long as you're too absorbed in activities of sense gratification, you will not be able to appreciate the sweetness of the holy name or the sweetness of the pastimes of the Lord. So, having said this, what does Prabhupada say in the purport? Prabhupada opens his purport with the important point Unless one is associated with devotees, they cannot cultivate Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada points out, you can't cultivate Krishna consciousness in a solitary place. I remember in 1975 or 76 maybe, there was an African devotee who came to Bombay, and he was telling Prabhupada how he could not stay in any of the temples in Afro Kenya because this devotee had this fault, this devotee had this fault, this devotee had this fault. So Prabhupada said, he pleaded with Prabhupada if he could be allowed to go to Mayapur where he could build a hut and just chant Hare Krishna in complete seclusion. Prabhupada pleaded with him, no, don't imitate Haridas Thakur. You're not capable of doing that. Stay in the association of devotees. But he insisted. So he went to Mayapur. He made a hut and he started chanting. Chanted for a few days and then he got lost and no one ever saw him. So we need spiritual association. And Prabhupada's whole purport is devoted to this important principle of spiritual association. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have that famous verse, sadhu sangha, sarva shastakaya, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhihaya. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, associate with saintly people. If you have the fortune of associating even for a fraction of a minute with a saintly person, your spiritual life will begin. In the fourth canto of the Bhagavatam, you read the story of Dhruva Maharaj, and you read how when Dhruva Maharaj was leaving his palace to go to the forest to look for God, the great sage Narada appeared on the scene. Narada Muni initially wanted to test this child. He said, why are you taking the words of your stepmother so seriously? You're a young boy, go and play. This is the age for playing. This is not the age to look for God. So Dhruva was determined. He said, if you're ready to help me look for God, I'll talk to you. Otherwise, leave me alone. So Narada Muni explains that you can have association at three levels. You can associate with those who are more advanced. You can associate with those who are equally advanced. And you can associate with those who are less advanced. So Narada Muni tells us how we behave in these situations. When you have the opportunity to associate with somebody more advanced, Narada Muni explains, you should become joyful. Why? Because you're going to hear something that's going to inspire you, remind you about the importance of spiritual life. And in the Bhagavatam 10th canto, there's an example given. Just like peacocks. You see a lot of peacocks in Vrindavan, but now the jungles in Vrindavan are all disappearing. All you see in Vrindavan are the buildings everywhere. And so you don't see so many peacocks. But at one time you saw more peacocks, isn't it? So just like the peacocks, when they see the clouds for the first time in the rainy season, they dance in ecstasy. So when the farmer sees the rain clouds, he's happy. So devotee, if he has the opportunity to associate with somebody more advanced, he is joyful. Then the other association is associating with those who are equally advanced. When you have the opportunity to associate with somebody equally advanced, you should make friendship. What does friendship in spiritual life mean? Friendship in spiritual life means we want to serve Krishna together. We want to sit down and do japa together, sit down and do Krishna Katha together, sit down and eat prasad together, go preaching together, go on Harinam together. This is called spiritual friendship. Mutual friendship means we facilitate each other's sense enjoyment. Just like in the mature world, relationships continue as long as you can get some benefit from somebody else. The moment you can't get benefit, marriages end up in divorce, business relationships end up in separation, etc. But spiritual life, friendship means we work together to serve Krishna. And when you meet somebody less advanced, then what do you do? What do you do? Display compassion. Compassion means you endeavor to preach. So, spiritual association or attachment to saintly people is highly recommended in the scriptures for spiritual advancement. And we see this also in this verse, and especially in the purport, where Prabhupada emphasizes the importance of associating with those who are saintly in behavior, those who are fixed on the devotional path. In the third canto of the Bhagavatam, you read about Kapila Dev and his mother Devahuti and his father Kadama Muni. Devahuti knew that her son is an incarnation of God. So as the son got older, she approached her son and said, "You are my transcendental eye that can cut the tree of entanglement." And she inquired, "How can I become free from the miseries of birth and death?" The son was very pleased by this question, because the answers of this question would benefit the entire humanity. So the son said, "Mother, your question is very glorious." And then the son explained, if you want to become free from the entanglement of birth and death, the only solution is pure devotional service. But then the mother wanted to know, how can you cultivate pure devotional service? How? And then the son explained, by getting attached to those who are spiritually advanced. And Narada Muni and Lord Kapila explained that attachment to materialistic individuals is a cause of bondage. An attachment to a saintly person is the cause of liberation. So, attachment has to be there. In mature life, we see everyone attached to someone or the other, isn't it? People are attached to children, wife, so on. And if they have no children, they get attached to dogs and cats. They get attached to dogs and cats even when they have children, especially if they don't have children. Then they need someone in the family. So they get cats and dogs. So we need to get attached. One reason why people keep called cats and dogs, they're very obedient servants. They always follow your orders. So attachment has to be there. So Kapila Dev said, get attached to the self-realized. Get attached to those who are saintly in behavior. Get attached to those who are fixed on the path of devotional service. And by getting attached to such personalities, you'll be blessed with transcendental knowledge. So, Prabhupada created this very wonderful ISKCON society where we have so much opportunity to associate with saintly people. But we need to take advantage of this association. If we get attached to materialistic individuals, then our spiritual life will get spoiled. Just like Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Satsanga Tyaga E Vaishnava Chara Sri Sangeka Sadhu. So if you get attached to those who are attached to women and sense gratification, then your spiritual life will get spoiled. So we should mold our life in such a way that we can stay in the association of devotees. And by being in devotee association, we're always reminded about the importance of spiritual life. The illusory energy is very strong, as Krishna says, Devesha Gunamaya Mama Maya Duradaya. This illusory energy is very difficult. To overcome them, this is not easy. Therefore, Krishna says, surrender to me. And the surrendering process means you surrender to a bona fide spiritual master, you surrender to a devotee of the Lord, and with this surrendering will enable you to stay on the path of devotional service. In our scripture, there's so many references to the value of spiritual association. In the first canto, you read about Narada Muni, how Narada Muni explains that in his previous birth, in the previous millennium, he was the son of a simple maidservant. And the simple maidservant would have the privilege to serve the saintly people during the rainy season. These days, of course, in the rainy season also, the planes fly, the trains run, the cars move, and the individuals walk with umbrellas. But at one time, in the rainy season, the sages would sit in one place and just chant. So now the Muni had the fortune of associating with these saintly people, eating the remnants of foodstuff left by them, which resulted in his taking this elevated birth. So spiritual association in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you read the story of Mrigari the hunter, deadly hunter. He would derive great pleasure in half-killing animals, and then he would see them suffer. And then when they would eventually die after long suffering, he would rejoice and sell the flesh to make his livelihood. So now the Muni once was passing by, he saw all these half-dead animals. And when the hunter saw the sage coming, he got scared and he hid behind the bushes. So Narada Muni said, who is responsible for this killing? So finally when the hunter, Mrigari, appeared, Narada Muni told him, do you realize what you're doing and what the reaction is going to be? So by Narada Muni's association, this hunter got so purified that he decided, I am not going to do this profession. He inquired from Narada Muni, but this is my means of livelihood. If I stop hunting, how will I live? Narada Muni assured him, Krishna will take care. Word spread around that the cruel hunter has become a great devotee. And people who started coming to see the hunter, who was transformed to a devotee, and they would bring him presents. And very soon he saw that he had so much as presence that he could easily survive. And when Narada Muni came there, along with his associate Angira Muni, he saw that the hunter was so transformed, he would not even keep his feet on the ground till he saw that there was no living entity on the floor. This was a result of spiritual association. So we all know how spiritual association transforms people's life. Prabhupada had gone to the former Soviet Union in 1971 to plant Krishna consciousness seed. Prabhupada had established Krishna consciousness in Europe, America. And at that time, the Soviet Union was a big country. Even now it's big. So he went to plant Krishna consciousness there. He was there just for 4 days. And in 4 days, he made one devotee who just passed away recently, whose name was Ananta Shanti. He was the first Russian disciple of this movement and first disciple of Prabhupada. In 4 days, he made him a devotee. And after Prabhupada left, in 4 days, he trained him up in everything, cooking and wearing dhoti. This devotee started preaching. And by his preaching, he inspired so many others to also take to Krishna consciousness. And they started preaching. And by their preaching, they inspired others to also take to Krishna consciousness. So we've seen how by spiritual association, our lives get transformed. Sometimes when we are staying in the association of devotees, we don't fully appreciate the importance of spiritual association. We tend to minimize it. We tend to fall fine. We tend to look for weaknesses. We tend to be critical, am I right? We sometimes hear devotees say, I'm going to go home. This place is full of all that. You can go home, but you won't get the spiritual association you get in the temple of ISKCON. You can go home, but you won't have the spiritual discipline that you have in the temple. So, to have a pleasant relationship with devotees, look at the good qualities in all the other Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. If you look at the good qualities in the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, then you will appreciate them better. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasized that we cultivate the mood of humility. If we cultivate the mood of humility in our devotional effort, then certainly there will be auspicious relationship with everyone. Now, Narada Muni talks about hunger and thirst, and Prabhupada explains hunger and thirst to mean eating, sleeping, meeting, and defending. These are known as activities of sense gratification. We need to eat, isn't it? So we need to eat. So what do? Eat Krishna Prasad. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, those who eat without offering to me are eating only sin. So we eat, but we eat Krishna Prasad. And if you want to overeat, overeat, don't worry. But eat only Krishna. If you don't overeat, you can be ensured of a healthier life. But if you are addicted to overeating, no problem. But eat only Krishna Prasad and nothing but Krishna Prasad. You want to sleep? So sleep. But don't oversleep. Like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, the perfect yogi doesn't sleep too much or doesn't sleep too little. Sometimes people think, well, if I sleep more, I'll lead a healthier life. A few years ago, I read a survey that was done in England. I did not cut that survey, I should have. So that survey was done by non-devotees. And in the survey, they showed that people who slept 6 hours lived longer than those who slept 9 hours and more. So, our Vedic formula is sleep 5 to 6 hours. And if you're sick, you will see a weak body, it's a different reason. But sleep, but don't oversleep, because if you oversleep, you'll just do less service. You want to defend yourself? Yes. We have all the weapons we need to defend ourselves. We want to defend ourselves. We have all the weapons we need to defend ourselves against Maya. Chanting, hearing, reading, associating with devotees. Use these weapons properly. Now, in material life, people are mad after sense gratification. Can these senses ever be satisfied? Yes, no. In the Bhagavatam, we have the story of King Ayati, who had unlimited facility for extended period. How long? 10,000 years. But in the end, what did he say? I was like a lusty goat. Prabhupada used to often give the example of a lusty goat. A goat is so foolish, it may be standing in front of the slaughterhouse, and if it gets the opportunity to mate, it will mate, not realizing I'm going to be slaughtered any minute. So he said, I was like a lusty goat. So these senses can never be satisfied by material efforts. If you want to satisfy them, the only true path is pure devotional service. And how association changes us. Association can affect us even in advanced soul. In the Bhagavatam also, you read the story of Subhari Muni. He was a yogi who was meditating underwater. Like submarines go underwater, so yogis can also go underwater. And he was living underwater and meditating. But then he saw two fishes mating. And he started meditating on the joys of sex life. And as a result, his meditation was disturbed. And he decided to come out of water and engage in sense enjoyment. He first approached the king of Mathura. And the king said, the king saw this ugly man, long beard, big nails. And he said, I'm not going to marry my daughter to this ugly man. So he said, no, I'm sorry. I can't influence my daughter to marry you. He had 50 daughters. If they want to marry you, fine, but I'm not going to force them. So the sage was intelligent. He understood because he's ugly, long hair, long nails, and the king is very diplomatically rejecting him. So by his yogic power, he transformed himself to a very handsome man. So handsome that when he was taken to the palace, all the sisters started fighting. They said, I saw him first. So he's going to be my husband. The other said, no, 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 I saw him first. So by his yogic, mystic power, he became so handsome that in the end, he ended up marrying all 50 of his sisters. And from each of these 50, he had 100 children. But then after some time, he realized, what have I done? I made such a mistake. I associated with the fishes who were mating. And by associating with fishes who were mating, and by meditating on that, he got deviated from his spiritual life. He said, I was so foolish. So you can see how dangerous associating with those who are addicted to sense enjoyment is. We should be very careful with our association. Ajamil was born in a Brahminical family. He was returning from the forest where he had gone to collect fruits and flowers for his puja. And on the way back, he saw a prostitute embracing her client, hugging, kissing. And by associating with that prostitute who he first recruited as a servant, his spiritual life got deviated and ultimately ruined. So we have to very carefully choose our association. So Prabhupada is making the point that unless one is associated with devotees, you cannot cultivate Krishna consciousness. So when you're associating with devotees, look at the good in every Vaishnava. Develop the mood that I want to serve all the Vaishnavas. And if you have the mood that I want to serve the Vaishnavas, then you will also cultivate humility. But if you have the mood, I'm the big boss, I'm the leader, everyone's supposed to serve me, and I'm going to order everyone to serve me, then what will happen? Then your spiritual life will get affected. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sinadapi Suni Chena, Sarurapi Saina, Amanina Manadina Kirtikati Sari. So Prabhupada's making the point that we should associate with devotees, and if you associate with devotees, then you'll be able to cultivate spiritual life. And Prabhupada also mentions the sahajyas. You see sahajyas in Vrindavan also. Sahajyas, they pretend to be big devotees. They will roll on the ground, let the tears come from their eyes. So people think, look at this Mahatma, he's displaying all the symptoms of pure devotional service. So sahajyas, without being genuinely following the process, but they make a big show of being following the process. And a person addicted to sinful life cannot develop Krishna consciousness. If you want Krishna consciousness, you have to give up something. Just like in the story of Sanatana Goswami and the touchstone, when the Brahmin realized there was something more valuable than a touchstone that could convert everything into gold, he had to throw away that touchstone and then take the holy name. So if you think that I will have sense enjoyment and devotional service both at the same time, you're not going to succeed. If you want pure devotional service, if you wanted to free your heart of anarthas, if you want to eliminate the anarthas, if you want to develop bhava, Krishna prem, then that's the price you have to pay. And Rupa Goswami says, my dear friend, whatever price you have to pay, pay the price, but become Krishna conscious. And so how many of you are ready to pay the price to become Krishna conscious? All. What's the price? What's the price that you have to pay? In dollars, euros, rupees? What's the price? Chant the holy names. Because in the previous verse, Narada Muni has pointed out that if you associate with devotees by strictly following rules and regulations, then you will get inspired to also chant the holy name. So the price we have to pay is get attached to the chanting process, get attached to Shravanam and Kirtanam, just like Prahlad Maharaj's father. Prahlad Maharaj's father was assured by Sandana Amarika that now we have brainwashed your son. Now he's going to say that you are the supreme. So the father wanted to test it. So he placed his son on the lap. And Prahlad was so compassionate and so humble that every time when he would see his father, he would bow down. He would offer obeisances to his father, even though Prahlad's father tried to kill him. So Prahlad had just finished bowing down when his father placed him on his lap and said, son, what's the best thing you learned in school today? And the son described the ninefold process of devotional service. And so the father heard this, he threw the son down. So the point is, the price we have to pay to become Krishna conscious is to get attached to Shravanam and Kirtanam. And if you get attached to Shravanam Kirtanam, then you will also get attached to Vishnu Smaranam. Just like Rupa Goswami says, all these rules and regulations in the scriptures are there for one purpose, to bring us to the point that we always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. But that is only possible if you also regularly chant and hear. If you don't chant and hear, then Vishnu Smaranam is not possible. But if you're chanting and hearing, then you can lead on to Vishnu Smaranam. So to summarize the verse, I have to go now. To summarize the verse, Narada Muni is pointing out that as long as we are too attached to eating, sleeping, defending and mating, you won't be able to understand the importance of spiritual life. Just like if a person is heavily intoxicated with liquor, then you can't talk sanity with him, isn't it? If you have high fever, and even if somebody gives you something very palatable, you won't enjoy it. So when you are deeply addicted to sense enjoyment, you won't be able to appreciate spiritual life. Therefore, we need to chant, hear, and then the cleansing process takes place, which is Chaita Dharpan Marjanam. And as the heart gets cleansed, then you appreciate spiritual life more and more. So, Prabhupada is inspiring us to stay in the association of devotees, to execute devotional service in a humble frame of mind. And Prabhupada reminded us, be like the bee and not the fly. The bee is always attracted to a clean place. Be like a swan and not like a crow. Not just engage in fault finding. Look at the good points in Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. And that will enable us to have a more harmonious relationship and a better spiritual environment to live and execute spiritual life. So you're ready for that? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Okay, any questions? Just one or two, then you have.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for a wonderful class. You were talking about Vishnu Smaranam. Yesterday I found something interesting in Krishna book. Prabhupada says anybody who is thinking, feeling and willing is actually not separate from Krishna, because we are only thinking about the eight energies of Krishna. So how we can utilize this principle and think of Krishna in that way?
What's that?
Anybody who is capable of thinking, feeling and willing is never separate from Krishna, because we, being in this material world, are thinking about the energies of Krishna.
Are thinking about?
About earth, water, fire, air, ether, like this. All these energies only we are thinking. So how we can utilize this principle to think directly of Krishna? Can we say that?
Better to think of Krishna's holy name, better to think about Krishna's pastimes, better to think about Krishna's instructions, better to think about Krishna's form, better to think of Krishna's pastimes. Of course, Hiranyakashipu was also thinking of Krishna all the time, but better to think of him positively. Prabhupada often said Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. So that's easier and more direct. And living in Vrindavan Dham, you have the beautiful darshan of Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar, Gaurinathai, Prabhupada Samadhi every day. So we have wonderful opportunity to engage the mind positively. Yeah.
Neophyte devotee should not do Nirjan Bhajan.
What?
A neophyte devotee, Nirjan Bhajan, Prabhupada is writing.
He should not stay in a solitary place.
But if a devotee thinks that he is advanced, should he? If a devotee or somebody thinks that he is an advanced devotee, should he stay?
No one should stay in a solitary place. We can't imitate Haridas Thakur. Neophyte or advanced, stay in ISKCON society. Prabhupada created this very wonderful ISKCON society, which has branches virtually in every corner of the globe. Stay in devotee association. If you're a grihastha who's staying at home doing a job or business, then come to the temple regularly. Take part in bhakti rikshas. Take part in namahad. Take part in devotee association. We encourage all the householders to come to the temple at least once a week. Don't think that, oh, now I'm initiated, I can stay at home. I don't need to associate with devotees. Okay? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.